The Powassan Voodoos are looking for some playoff magic tonight as they begin the NOJHL East Final at the McIntyre Arena in Timmins for Game 1 of the Best of 7 series, 7:30 p.m. The Voodoos are coming off an exciting 5-game, 4-1, series victory over the Hearst Lumberjacks, which included 3 overtime victories for the Voodoos. This is a rematch of Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League's East Division Final in 2023. The Rock won last season's matchup in a 4-game sweep en route to winning the NOJHL championship. The Rock also held the edge in the regular season meetings with Powassan, winning all 4, including the finale in overtime back on February 23 in Timmins. The Rock outscored the Voodoos 18-9 along the way. The defending NOJHL champs improved to 16-3 in their past 19 postseason outings after quelling the Iroquois Falls Storm in a series that was closer than expected, but still went the minimum. Voodoo's Rock playoff history. Much like the Rock in 2023, the Voodoos in 2017 marched through the Rock in 4 straight en route to the franchise's first NOJHL title. However, in 2018, the underdog Rock upset the Voodoos in the NOJHL East semifinal, defeating the Voodoos, who were heavy favorites after a 94-point regular season record. The Voodoos were dispatched by the Rock, who only had 44 regular season points, in 6 games i, 4-2, including a dramatic overtime victory for the Rock in Timmins with the series winning goal ironically scored by former Voodoos forward Tyler Gilbert's. D-Rock rocks. Voodoo's goalkeeper Daniel Diracolo, nicknamed D-Rock, went the distance in the series with Hearst, with his 4 victories knotting him for top spot among NOJHL netminders. Among his 194 saves, he was a perfect 18-18 in his trio of OT triumphs, featuring a number of point-blank stops. His 50 saves in the OT win in Game 4 are the most of any goalkeeper so far in these playoffs. Rookie Wraith. Rookie and battalion prospect Wraith Smith averaged 2 points per game versus Hearst on 6 goals and 4 assists. That ties him for 4th among league skaters and places him first among first-year players. Smith, along with local product and battalion prospect Chase Thompson and regular season scoring leader Matthew McMillan, have been reunited in the playoffs and have driven the Voodoos a fence in the opening round against Hearst. Clark Factor. For the Rock, the offense goes through York University commit Harry Clark. He racked up 101 points in 56 games played, collecting 36 markers and dishing out 65 assists to finish 4th in NOJHL scoring. Rival familiarity. Despite the rivalry, there are some connections between the two teams. Voodoo's head coach Peter Goulet coached Rock head coach Brandon Perry with the Kingston Voyagers of the OJHL in the late 2000s. A pair of former U16 AAA Trappers who played together will be rivals in this series, as Brant Romaniak of the Rock will face Voodoo's defender Mason Rotundo. The two 16-year-olds have had solid rookie seasons and are on the radar as eligible players for the U16 All Priority selection taking place April 12 and 13. Romaniak netted 23 goals along with 34 assists for 57 points this season for the Rock. Rotundo netted 2 goals along with 11 assists for 13 points in 52 regular season games with the Voodoos. 2 players in the series have worn both a Rock and Voodoos jersey. Anna Maria College commit Dylan McElhinney, who played for the Rock in 2021-22 before the Pittsburgh product headed back to the United States for the next 2 seasons before a trade to the Voodoos from the NAHL's Johnstown Tomahawks in November. Meantime, Jack Kelly, who played for the Voodoos last season, joined the Rock in a trade with the Cobourg Cougars of the Ontario Junior Hockey League in December of 2023. NOJHL West. The winner of the NOJHL East Final Series will meet either the Blind River Beavers or Greater Sudbury Cubs for the NOJHL Championship. That series begins Thursday night in Sudbury. All NOJHL playoff games will be streamed live and on demand via flohockey.tv, the league's official online broadcaster.